主里弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
Brothers, sisters, peace be with you.
首先要感谢神呢，让我这次和师母呢有这个机会，在未来的这个四个月当中呢，能够与大家一起的配搭，一起的来服侍神。
Give all thanks to our gracious Lord that for the opportunity that my wife and I are going to be serving this church for the next 4 months.
那么我们也要谢谢教会的这个长老执事，还有弟兄姐妹们呢，为我们所做出的安排。
We want to give thanks to the elder board and brother sister too for really making all of the preparation for us.
特别为我们安置了一个非常舒适的这个家。住宿的地方。
Yeah, particularly they have prepared a very comfortable apartment for us.
那也为我们预备了一辆车。
And prepare a car for us.
那我们非常期待的能够在未来的几个月当中呢，能够更多的认识大家哈。
We are really eager to get know more about each every one of you in the next few months.
特别我盼望呢，在还没有离开之前呢，能够记得或者知道你们每个人的名字。
My goal is before I leave, I go back home, I can remember each every name of yours.
那我记得我在之前的一个教会哈。
I recall when I was serving in the church before.
那我们大概中文堂呢，大概有200多人哈。
Yeah, we have about more than 200 people in our congregation.
那特别我们作为牧师的要认识每一个人呢，真的是不容易。
So you, as you can see, it's not that easy to get to know everybody.
那很多时候呢，当我有时候去到这个超场买东西的时候，超市买东西的时候。
So sometimes when I go to supermarket for shopping.
有一些弟兄姐妹，哦，陈牧师你好。
Then some brothers sisters will greet me by saying, "Oh, hey, Pastor Tan."
但是呢，我却叫不得他的，记不起他的名字。
But I feel kind of I can't even call their name.
那后来我想到一个办法。
Then I found a good way.
那么因为现在呢，我们每个人都有手机哈。
Yeah. Now everybody depends on their smartphone.
那手机都我们随时都可以拍照。
And then we can always take a quick picture.
那所以呢，我就每一次呢，在教会在聚完会之后。
So every time when we done the worship,
那特别那些新来的
for those newcomers,
那我就问他们是不是我可以帮你们拍个照哈？那我可以
记得你们。Can I take a picture for you?
那很多时候他们都很愿意了，让我跟他们拍照。
So a lot of time they're really welcome.
那我记得有一次呢，有一位姐妹说：“哎呀，你不要现在不要给我拍照，我太胖了。等我瘦一点你再给我拍。
”I particularly remember one moment that I was trying to take picture for a sister, and then she said, "Pastor Tan, wait, I'm not that fit, so wait for the later better moment."
那我呀，但是呢，无论如何，我是盼望就是说，能够在这几个月当中呢，能够更多的认识大家。
I really hope that by you know, the time we spend together in the next few months, I can get to know more about you.
那我盼望说我和师母呢能够在未来的几个月当中也能够去到你们的家来拜访你们。
We also hope that we can do more visitations to your homes.
那我相信呢去到你们的家也跟你们能够更好的在主里面沟通分享。如果你们有什么代祷的这个事项，也可以让我们知道，我们也可以在主里面呢，以跟大家一起的来代祷。
Yeah, we're willing to have more conversations, communications, even share prayers so with a lot of you in the future.
那因为这次单上呢，也有写下我们的这个联系的这个这个 email 和有这个电话，所以如果你们有任何的这个需要，我非常欢迎你们随时的来联系我。
If you are in need for anything, feel free to contact us. In the bulletin, you will find us the contact information with email and phone number.
那我们是很乐意的，能够跟大家来在主里面呢，能够来交谈来分享。
We're really delighted to talk to you in Christ.
那在未来的这个四个主日当中呢
？In the next four Sundays.
那我计划呢，要从这个以弗所书呢第四章第一节到16节呢， 与大家分享一个重要的这个题目，就是教会的这个合一与成长。
I have a discipline that I would focus my sermons in the next few, 4 weeks on this one important topic, unity and growth.
那首先我要问大家一个问题哈。那我们知道说我们美国呢刚刚经过这个总统的大选。
Let me ask you all of you questions. The America had just witnessed our presidential election.
那你觉得我们现在这个美国这个国家是更加的合一呢，还是更加的分裂？
What do you think about this country? It's even more divided or united?
那我来的美国呢已经有大概19年了。
I've been to the United States for about 19 years.
那在过去的这个，我发现到了，在过去的总统的这个竞选当中，哈。
I have come to a realization that in the previous presidential elections,
好像没有一次呢，像这一次在总统的竞选过后呢，有这么多的这个抗议或者游行不满的这个声音，哈。
I've never seen such things like what we're seeing now. Is the so many demonstrations, protests, and angers against the new president after the election.
那好像过昨天呢，我也看到新闻哈。
Yesterday I was reading watching the news.
那么就好像有一些支持这个这个 Trump 总统的，他们也出来游行表示支持他。
And there are actually there's some supporters of Trump went on the street, demonstrating their support to Trump.
那么，但是也发生了一些的这个，好像这个打架的这个事件，跟那些反这个 Trump 的。
There were some conflict, the physical fight between the supporter and the opposer.
那这是非常可惜的一件事情哈。
It's a really a regretful event.
那我们需要为这个美国这个国家祷告哈。
So we need to pray for this country.
那刚才呢，我们已经看了这个这一段的，我们已经读了这一段的经文哈。
So we have just read this passage from Ephesians.
Okay, 那我们就不再再重新来看。我们只要因为主要呢，我们的这个今天呢，我的这个重点的经文呢，就是在第一节到第二第三节哈。
So we're not going to repeat the entire passage, but my sermon today will primarily focus on the first three Bible verses.
那好不好？我们一起我们再来看一下哈，我再读一下。那我为主的被囚的劝你们哈，既然蒙召行事为人呢，就当以蒙召的恩相称哈。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
那其他的经文我们就不读了，因为时间的关系。
I will not read the rest of the passage.
OK, 那保罗呢，在这一在这第四章的第一节到十六节呢，讲到两个重要的这个主题哈。
So Paul really touched upon two important themes in the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
那么第一呢，就是在第一节到第六节哈。
The first theme really it's covered from verse 1 to verse 6.
那讲到这个合一哈。
It talks about unity.
那么第二，就从第七节到十六节呢，讲到这个成长。
Then from verse 7 to 16, Paul talks about the growth of church.
我们看到呢，这个合一与成长呢是秘密相关的。
So you can see that the issue of unity and growth are interrelated.
那有合一呢，才能够有成长。
So you can only have the growth, real growth if you are in unity.
那如果没有合一呢，就不可能有这个成长哈。
You will not have real growth without unity.
那你可以想象呢，一个家庭或者一个公司或者一个国家， 那么甚至教会哈，如果大家不能够合意的话呢，整天吵吵闹闹，你想这个家庭或者这个公司、国家或者教会呢，会成长。
So, try to imagine for a family, a country, or a church, and there will be no growth without unity. And so, people, if think about if people are not in unity, they just been hurly burly all of the time. It will only bring about harm and the destruction.
Yeah, 只会带来这个伤害啊。这个破坏和这个伤害等等哈。
So it will only bring about harm and the destruction.
Now, 我想到呢，今天呢，特别教会哈。
I particularly think about today's church.
那我特别今天教会，我们是在一个不和或者充满着纠纷政治争论的一个社会当中。
So where the church exists in a society where there's a really lack of unity.There's a lot of dispute among people.
那我想我们教会呢更需要有一个合意的这个见证。
So the church is in greater need to show the witness of unity.
那我们看到呢主耶稣呢在他临死之前哈。
We noticed that before Jesus Christ was crucified.
你想他最关心的是什么呢？
Do you know what is the thing he cared most?
那我想呢，特别我们做父母的。
So think about from a perspective of parents.
那么当然我还年轻。
I feel I'm still young.
那我有三个小孩。
I have three children.
那我想到呢，如果有一天呢，真的是我年老了，那我想我对我的孩子最关心的一件事情是什么呢？其中一件事情是什么呢
？So I imagine about myself being aging, and I ask myself, what will be the thing I care most for my children?
我想我是盼望，就是说他们能够，我的孩子们呢，能够当我们做父母的离开他们之后呢，他们能够什么彼此的这个合一，彼此的相爱。
So the thing I care most is when we really depart from this world, they still get along. They are, you know, they treat each other, and they are in good unity.
那主耶稣呢，在他还没有临死之前呢，他最关心的一件事情就是他为他们的这个门徒和将来要信。他的人呢，祷告的一件事情呢，就是合而为一哈。
So in Christ's final prayer, he really kind of a pray for his apostles and those believers to be in good unity.
那么当然，今天我们无法读完他来读他的在约翰福音第十七章所记载的耶稣的这个祷告哈。
So we don't have time to read.All of his prayer recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 17.
但是我们从我可以列出几节的经文呢，特别讲到他为做门徒的这个合而为一来祷告。
So let me point out to few verses where Jesus Christ prayed for his disciples.
他说呢，从今以后我不在世上，你们他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我一样。
I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
那么还有二十一节，那你说。使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
Then in verse 21, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I'm in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
还有二十二节说，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们。使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
Then comes next verse 22. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one.
那二十三节，我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Verse 23, I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
那从这些的经文当中，我们看到呢，他主耶稣的祷告当中呢，非常他关心的一件事情就是门徒能够合一，在他离开之后。
So from all of the Bible verses I've just read to you, you notice that in Christ's prayer, he cared most about the unity among his disciples.
那求神呢保守他，求父神呢能够保守他的门徒们呢，而将来要信他的人呢能够合而为一。
So he prayed for God's protection and leading that his disciples will be would reach unity.
那么特别他提到呢，使世人知道或者可以信主耶稣呢，是从父神所差来的。
So he particularly mentioned about to have the faith on Christ, so the people in the world know, you know, Lord had sent Christ.
啊，换句话说呢，如果我们没有合一的话呢
，Or in other words, if we don't have a unity,
就会难主人来信靠耶稣基督。
So will become a barrier for preventing people from getting to know Jesus.
啊，因为我们就跟那些不信主的人呢，是没有两样。
Then believers won't be substantially different from unbelievers.
所以教会的合一的见证呢，是非常重要的。
So the witness of unity by church is the paramount important.
那首先我们来看到这个保罗对这个信徒的在合一上的这个劝勉。
So let's look at the exhortation made by Paul to his disciples.
他说我为主的被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当以所蒙召的恩相称。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worth of the calling you have received.
那么如果我们在原文呢，在这一节经文之的第一句话哈，是有一个连接词，这个连接词呢就是有所以哈。
In the Greek language of the original text of this, there is a connecting word called so or therefore.
那么意思就是说呢，保罗呢是根据前面他三章所讲的来劝勉门徒呢，要来劝勉这个以弗所的这个信徒呢，行事为人要以蒙召的恩相称。
So Paul here is really based his teaching on the first three chapter. And reminding people, and with this exhortation on how they should live a life, words of calling.
那保罗呢，在这个第一到第三章呢，他会特别注重在真理和教义方面的这个教导。
In the first three chapters, Paul really focuses his teaching on the truth and the doctrine.
那么第四到第六章呢，特别注重在生活方面的这个见证。
And for chapter 4 to 6, he focuses his teaching on living a life.
所以我们看到呢，他先有这个真理方面的教导，然后呢也才是这个信徒实际生活上的这个指导。
So we notice it seems our pattern of Paul's teaching that he comes with a teaching on faith and particularly truth, and then he get to the application in the life.
那保罗让我们呢有先有一个正确的这个信仰。
Paul want us to have our accurate faith.
那么也让我们有一个正确的这个生活方式。
He also wants us to live a holy life.
那所以我们看到这个信仰与生活呢是分不开的。
So it's very so we have to say the faith and the life, it's inseparable.
那但是很可惜的，很多时候呢，我们在我们的这个生很多我们的这个基督徒的生活呢，我们过的是过着呢信仰与生活分开的这个生活。
So it's a pity that we often live a life that setting apart the faith and life from each other.
那似乎呢，我们来到教会，我们才谈到信仰。
It seems like only when we come to the church is the right time for talking about faith.
那么当我们从这个教会离开的时候，回到我们的家，回到我们公司 或者这个生活当中呢，我们就把这个信仰呢，暂时放在一边哈。
Yeah, when we leave the church, when we go back to home, go back to work, we'll put aside our faith.
那么在礼拜天的时候，再重新的来到教会呢，再重新的再想到这个信仰。
So then every Sunday when we come back to church, we just remember our faith again.
那这不是圣经上的这个教导。
This is not what scripture is teaching us.
那么我们的这个生活与这个信仰呢是秘密相关的。
So our faith and our life should be closely related.
那保罗呢在这里劝勉我们呢特别说我们既然蒙召呢我们行事为人呢就当以所蒙召的恩相称。
Paul emphasized here that we need to live a life worth of a calling from God.
就是说我们的这个行事为人呢必须配得起或者对得起神在我们身上的这个恩召。
So what we do in our life need to be worth of the calling from God.
那么这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
那我们知道呢就是说主耶稣呢在新约圣经当中常常责备哪一些人呢
We know Jesus Christ often criticized a kind of people in the New Testament.
法利赛人是不是
Pharisees.、Yeah.
为什么主耶稣特别责备他们呢
Why Christ has been so critical to Pharisees?
就是骂他们什么责备他们是什么假
冒
为善
He called them hypocrites.
Yeah, 假冒为善的就是说他们所行的与他们所认识的或者所信的不一样
because they act in a way which is so different from what they believe
那今天我们的所以今天呢我们基督徒呢我们也需要我们的这个所行所为的呢也必须与我们的所蒙召的恩相称
so really what we say what we do in this world should be worth ofthe calling God has given us.
当人家看到我们的时候呢不是说不看到我们的时候呢不会让人家感觉到说我们是信的是一套做出来又是另外一套。
So we really should be in our testimony before others that we're not believing in one way and then we're acting in another way.
如果我们真是这样的话呢我们也像这个法利赛人一样是假冒为善的人。
So if we really are facing this challenge, not being consistent, we are very much like a Pharisee.
那我们怎样行事为人与所蒙召的恩相称呢
？How can we become that what we do is worth of a calling?
那么这是保罗在第二到第三节所教导我们的。
This is what Paul is teaching us in the verse 2 and 3.
他说呢要凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为义的心
Be completely humble and gentle Be patient Bearing with one another in love Make every effort to keep the unity of spirit Through the bond of peace
那我们怎样能够以我们所蒙召的恩相称呢？怎样才能够过一个合意在教会过一个合意和睦的这个生活呢
？How we can live our life of with unity in church just to fulfill the expectation by Paul means live a life worth of calling.
那么保罗呢，在这里提出了六点来
劝
勉我们。
Paul suggests six steps.
那第一呢，就是讲到这个谦虚要凡事谦虚。
The first being humble。
那有时候我们觉得说，只有那些在社会上呢，在社会中呢没有地位的人呢，才需要谦虚。
We often feel that only people with pretty low social economic status seem to be humble。
那在保罗的那个时代也是如此
In the time where Paul lived, it was the case.
他们认为呢，那些做奴隶的才需要谦虚。
People tend to believe that only those slaves need to be humble.
可是呢，我们看到呢，保罗呢在这里把这个谦虚呢立为第一项
So Paul really make his first emphasis on being humble.
可见他的这个重要
So it's really see how, so we can see how important it is.
他是何意以 并且呢，与人和睦相处。 不可缺少的一个美德, huh?
So it's an indispensable character before you can reach a unity.
你想呢,你喜欢跟一个高傲的人在一起, 或者跟一个谦虚的人在一起呢?
So think about if you want to, you know, get along with, or you're easy to get along with a person who is arrogant or who is humble.
那我想我们
So we all, I think we all know the answer.
那今天呢，教会的确需要，就是说，谦虚的人哈。So
today, church really needs more and more people who are humble.
一方面呢，晓得来顺服神，信靠神哈。On
one hand, they know how to trust and obey God.
另一方面呢，也愿意呢，与人来配搭。
On the other hand, they are willing to work together with other brothers and sisters.
那看别人比自己强,
they see others are better than themselves.
那这是不容易的, 有时候我们就是, 觉得说自己, 比别人更加有这个才能, 才干。
This is not easy because the typical tendency is we see ourselves better than others.
那并且呢, 肯放下自己的权利, 地位。
And really can let your power or rights, go as you work with others.
并且呢，愿意来服侍别人哈， 就要像我们主耶稣一样。
Or you learn really like what Jesus being an example for us, you want to serve us. You want to serve others.
那当然呢，我来到这个教会还不是很， 我刚刚来到你们当中。
So I'm relatively new in your church. I've just been here for a short time.
但至少说在我跟你们的这个教会的这个领袖呢接触的当中呢。
But during my limited interactions with your church leaders.
那我不晓得你们同意不同意。
I don't know if you're in agreement or disagreement.
我觉得呢，我们你们教会呢所显出来的这些长子呢，都很有这个谦虚的这个态度。
I feel that the elders and deacons are pretty humble.
他们可以说他们有自己的这个职业。
They all have their own vacation.
但是他们还愿意花出这个时间呢来服侍教会，来服侍大家。
So they are vocation, not vacation. So then they like to serve others. Yeah.
那这是不容易的。
So this is not easy.
Yeah. 那也让我跟他们接触的时候，也让我感觉到他们非常的这个谦虚。
So I feel that they're humble as I interact with them.
那这是我们要围着他们每一个呢来感谢主哈。So
we want to give thanks to God for each every of them.
那第二呢，就是保罗讲到要温柔哈。The
second character Paul mentioned is about gentle.
那么这是可以说是谦卑的一个自然的结果哈。一个谦虚的人必然是一个温柔的人哈。So
it seems our spontaneous or natural result for a person being humble.
那保罗说，这个耶稣也曾经说哈，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，向我来学习。So
in Matthew, Jesus says something like, "I'm humble and gentle in heart, so you can bear my yoke and learn from me."
Okay, 我们看到呢，这个柔和与谦卑呢是连在一起的。So
Jesus really put being humble and gentle together.
那么什么是温柔呢?
Then what does being gentle means?
可能我们一想到这个温柔哈,
as we think about being gentle or meek,
那我们会想到说一种要很柔软，或者很柔和，讲话小小声哈。
You think about the word soft, people speak with soft tone.
那么动作也很稍微慢一点。And
act slowly.
甚至呢有气无力。Even
to a degree, seems like a lack of breath.
那么这不是圣经所讲的这个温柔。
This is not what scripture suggests, being gentle.
我们看到主的这个温柔呢，绝不是那种软绵绵的，有气无力的温柔。
Yeah, so the gentle being gentle shown by Christ is really not about softness.
我们看到呢，这个主的这个柔和哈，是那种刚中带柔的那种温柔和温柔。
So yeah, the gentle is really about being meek, you know, in the context of relative strength.
我们看到主耶稣呢，他大有能力，他是大有能力的人。
So Lord Christ has power.
他能够平静风浪。
So he can see the sea, seize the sea.
他能够斥责那个乌鬼哈，把鬼呢从人身上赶出来。
He can cast the demon from people.
他甚至呢能够叫死人呢从死里复活。
He can help people resurrect it, the dead resurrect.
但是我们也看到他怎样，他说让小孩子到我这里来。
And then also say, please let the children come to me.
他也赦免那因行淫被抓的这个女人。
And he forgave the women who conducted adultery.
我们可以说他那亚桑的芦苇呢，他不折断啊，江残的灯火呢，他不熄灭。
So,
这是主的这个柔和哈。
So this is about the softness of Christ.
就是说他在人力当中呢仍然充满着体贴谅解，处处为人来着想。
So he really care about others and being very considerate of others' needs.
那今天呢我们要过做一个合意和睦的这个生活。
Today we need to live a life that shows the unity.
那纯温柔的心呢是重要的。
So having our gentle heart is very important.
我们知道呢，在人与人的交往当中呢，都会有许多的争论的这个事情。
So when we are among people, it's very easy to get some fight among people.
那么怎样去面对呢？
And how we can face those challenges?
那么我们就要存着就温柔的这个心。
So we have to learn how to have a heart, a gentle heart.
那当我们面对争论的事情的时候呢？
When we face something we have different opinions.
如果我们硬碰硬的话呢，就会造成两败俱伤。
So if we fight against each other, so both sides will be losers.
那事情不但没有解决，也伤害了、破坏了彼此之间的关系。
It's not going to be a good way towards resolution, and then the relationship is ruined. You are in the fight.
那第三点呢，就是忍耐哈。
The third character Paul mentioned about here is being patient.
那么我想呢，只有真正一个人真正的这个谦卑温柔呢，才能够有真正的这个忍耐哈。
So I think people need to be humble and gentle, then they can be patient.
那么什么是忍耐呢？
So what is patience?
那么有一个我看了一个这个讲到这个忍耐呢，很好的这个注解哈。
I found our definition of patience.
他说忍耐不是那能够等候的能力，而是在等候的当中呢，能够保持有良好的态度的这个能力哈。
So patience is not ability to wait, but ability to keep a good attitude while waiting.
很多时候呢，我们如果反省一下哈。
So many times when we have our reflection upon,
我们在那边忍耐的时候，或者等候的时候
，when we are waiting for something,
那可能我们的态度很不好啊。
So sometimes we really don't have a right attitude.
我们就开始在那里埋怨哈。
We usually come to complain often.
所以呢，忍耐呢不是。那能够等候的能力，而是在等候的当中呢，仍然能够保有这个良好的态度。
So patience is not about ability to wait, but the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting.
那么这在人与人的这个关系的当中呢，也是非常需要的。
So that's very necessary in the interpersonal relationship.
那么特别在面对到别人呢加在我们身上的有时候无理或者呢或者这个伤害的时候。
So particularly in the situation where you feel you are hurt by others and particularly with accusations.
我们需要神给我们这个恩典哈。
So we need this grace coming from God.
能够保有一个良好的这个态度。
So we can still keep a good attitude.
不是给予这种恶意的这个回报哈。
So we're not kind of fight back with an evil intent.
那这三点呢，讲到这个谦虚、温柔、这个忍耐。
So first three characters are being humble, gentle, and patient.
我想呢，这不是这个社会所推崇的。
So they are not the characters really promoted by the society.
那今天呢，但是呢，在教会当中呢，却是主要我们行的。
But in church, this is we needed to know. This is what Christ wants us to learn.
Yeah, 在主的这个在我们同为肢体的当中，在这个属灵的大家庭当中呢。
So it's in one body, in the community of believers.
我们确实要学习凡事谦虚、温柔和忍耐。
So we have to learn how to be patient, humble, and gentle.
那第四呢？他说用爱心互相宽容哈。
Then he comes to talk about really, bearing one another in love.
那在过去我牧会了大概有28年哈。
So I have pastored churches for 28 years.
那在过去呢，我的确看到教会所发生的种种的这个事情哈。
I've seen many things occur in different churches.
那有时候我们想到，哎呀，教会应该是什么？因为我们都是基督徒嘛，哈，应该是最最和睦的，最彼此相爱的一个群体。
Yeah, oftentimes we have this image of church where it's a place where the peace and the unity.
但是很多时候很可惜的，就是因着我们人的这个软弱的缘故呢，在社团所在外面社团所会发生的事情。也同样的，有时候在也同样的在教会当中发生。
But it's very regrettable that a lot of things happen in the social environments take place in church as well.
那么当然呢，神也知道我们人的这个软弱哈。
Of course, God is aware of the weakness we all have.
所以他在圣经上不断的提醒，也不断的教导我们。
So through scripture, he teach us and remind us about this.
那特别这一点呢，用爱心互相宽容哈。
So bearing one another in love.
那我们看到呢，甚至呢，这个保罗哈，这样属灵的人哈。
Paul even talking about the people who are faithful.
那么他也自己本身也曾经跟谁发生过争执呢？
So Paul himself had experienced the fight or the dispute with other brothers.
就是跟这个围坐这个马可的，在第二次当他们要开始第二次这个宣教旅程当中呢，那因着这个要不要带这个马可的这个缘故呢，就以这个巴拿巴哈，就因着这个要不要带继续带这个马可哈让他跟随他们哈去宣教的这个问题呢，就起了争论哈。
So Paul had these quarrels with Barnabas for the reason where they want to decide if they want to take Mark to be part of their second missionary trip.
然后所以我们看到有时候争执是避免不了的。
So it seems like quarrels or having dispute, it's inevitable.
那但是我们要学习的一点呢，就是说，在即使呢有了争执
，But the one lesson we all need to learn is even we run into some quarrels，
我们还是要用这个爱心来互相的这个宽容哈。
We still need to have this attitude or ability to bear one another in love。
我们看到保罗呢，那后来呢，他就跟这个马可就和好哈。
So we know that from Paul's testimony。He eventually got along with Mark later.
那马可也成为他一个很好的这个同工哈。
So then Mark became very good coworker of Paul.
那可以说虽然是有争执，但是后来他们又恢复了这个和好。
Even with that prior experience of being disputed from each other, they become very good brothers and co-workers.
但有时候，但是我们有时候却不是这样哈。
But oftentimes that doesn't necessarily be true in our lives.
我们发生的争执就不再彼此就不再同工了。
So if we really have quarrel from each other, it's hard for us to even be the co-worker anymore.
那但是我们要学习怎样用爱心来互相的宽容。
So we have to learn this lesson about bearing one another in love.
那么第五呢，就是用和平彼此联络。
Then the other will be about bond with peace.
那么我想这里要彼此联络，这个就是很重要哈。
So here it's very important to get connected and communicate.
那今天很多问题的产生呢，就是因为我们没有好的这个彼此的这个联络的这个关系。
So today many problems arise from the lack of communication among us.
那以致呢产生了这个误解。
So misunderstanding arise from that.
所以我们要更多的能够彼此的这个联络哈。
So we should really learn the lesson about getting to know each other through effective communication.
当有问题的时候
，when a problem arises，
我们就跟最好的能够跟当事人呢来能够来当面对面的来交谈。
So we should go to the brother or sisters to talk to them directly.
那而不是呢还没有把一件事情呢搞清楚之前呢就即刻的就下论断哈。
So rather than run into a conclusion rashly before even knowing the enough information.
那这里也提醒我们要用和平的态度来彼此联络哈。
So it reminds us that we need to have this attitude of peace to get to communicate from each other.
我们这个和平和这个和睦是我们的这个目标。
So being peaceful and in unity is really our goal.
那最后呢，就是要竭力保守圣灵所赐赫而为义的心。
So lastly, Paul really emphasized to make every effort, you know, to keep our to make every efforts to keep.Your heart in the unity of Holy Spirit.
那么首先呢，我们看到这个合而为一的心是圣灵所赐的哈。
So we notice that actually the heart of unity is given by Holy Spirit.
其实呢，我们人啊，的确不能够没有这个能力能够造能够成就或者是能够创造这个合一哈。
So we as human, we don't have the ability.To really create a heart of a unity for ourselves.
那但是呢，圣灵呢，根据这个主耶稣在十字架上所成就的这个救赎呢，来使所有的这个信耶稣的人呢，不分是犹太人或者外邦人，男女老幼，都合而为一。
So there, so it says in the Galatians, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave or free, male nor female, for you are all one.In Christ Jesus.
啊，的确就是这是成神成就的这个事工哈。
So this is a work completed by our Lord.
那当我看下去的时候
，As I look down to all of you,
那在我们当中有年老的有年长的，有年幼的。
So we have some senior people sitting here, and we have some junior people sitting here as well.
那我们有来自大陆的、台湾的、香港的。那我自己本身来自这个马来西亚的。
So we have people from different part of the world, from those from Taiwan, Hong Kong, mainland China, and myself is from Malaysia.
那我在我们当中也有这个，我不晓得他是美国人哈，和我们这个中国人华人哈。
We also have probably people who are born here in the United States, or those Chinese.Coming here from overseas.
但是呢，主却把我们放在一起哈，能够在这里呢，一起的来敬拜，一起的在能够合而为一。
But we witness that this unity because Lord has brought all of us here together in His temple.
那这是非常宝贵的。
This is the most precious.
那么所以呢我们有当尽的这个责任。
So we even have this responsibility.
就是我们要竭力的来保守这个合而为一的心。
So we have to make every effort to keep our heart of unity.
那这是有时候是要付出这个代价。
So sometimes you have to pay a price to reach this goal.
要放弃我们自己的成见。
So you have to give up your prejudice sometimes.
来维护这个教会的这个合一。
So you can then try to safeguard the unity in the church.
那教会的这个合一呢，是教会在这个地上的一个很重要的一个见证。
So the unity in church is the most important testimony that church is responsible to have.
那么因为我们所信的三位一体的神呢是合一的神。
Because what we believe a God in Trinity is a testimony of unity.
那么我们也只有我们教会合一才能够吸引不信的人呢来到我们当中。
Only we have unity in our church, so we can be attractive to those unbelievers.
那没有人愿意参加一个分裂的这个教会。
No one is really interested in attending a church.That is which seem to be divided among people.
所以呢，让我们再次的被提醒啊，能够凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐而唯一的心。
So let's really remember what Paul has said in this Bible verses, which means as a prisoner, for Lord that I urge you to live a life worthy of a calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of spirit.
那有几点呢？我们可以做的，可以来促进教会的合一。
So there's a few things that we can do to promote a unity in church.
第一呢，就是能够为教会的这个同工及事工来祷告。
First, please keep your prayer.For your co-worker and the ministry of the church.
那我上个星期三呢，我有机会第一次来参加教会的祷告会。
Last Wednesday, I had this opportunity to attend the prayer meeting of church.
那参加的人不是太多了。
I know the attendance was not great.
只有大部分是长老哈。
I noticed that most of the people who show up are elders.
还有两位姐妹哈。
Then two sisters.
那盼望呢？如果说弟兄姐妹可以的话。
So I really hope that for all the brothers and sisters, if you can.
那能够来参加我们星期三的这个祷告会。
Please come to join us for the Wednesday prayer meeting.
那我们能够一起的为。教会的这个事工，围着弟兄姐妹们的这个需要，一起的来到神面前祷告。
So we can pray together before God for the needs of church and needs of brothers and sisters.
我们可以说呢，好像英文有一句话呢 ，The church should pray together, will stay together.
So just, 教会应该在一起祷告，所以我们也就在一起合一。
那第二呢
？The second.
那当我们看到教会有任何做得不好的时候呢，不要太快的批评论断哈，而是想到我能够做什么来补助教会不足的地方哈。
So if you observe something was not done in your satisfaction, don't rush into conclusion or judgment so quickly. What you should think about is what can I do to help.
那今天很多时候我们来到教会，好像我们是存着一种消费者的这个态度哈，来到。
Today, oftentimes we come to church with a mindset of consumer.
那我们是想着哦，教会能够给我什么
？So we focus on what this church can give me.
教会能够供应我什么？
What this church can supply to me.
那当然了，教会有这个责任来用这个真理呢来教导、来帮助弟兄姐妹。
Of course, this is the church responsibility in terms of teaching and provide support to brothers and sisters.
那但是呢，让我们也能够想一下，我能够为教会做什么
？However, as each believer, brothers and sisters, you should think about what can I do for the church.
我能够做什么来补足教会不足的地方。
So what I can do to really particularly address the needs of church.
那么当我们更多愿意参与的时候呢，就会减少那个埋怨或者批评的这个态度。
The more we are willing to participate, the fewer critical comments or attitude we may run into.
那最后呢，我们能够学习，能够快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒啊。雅各书所教导我们的。
Yeah, the last is something has been taught in the book of James. It talks about listen quickly.And speak slowly, and even be slow into anger.
很多时候我们是慢慢的听，快快的说，快快的动怒。
So oftentimes we are just doing the opposite. We listen slowly, but we speak quickly, and then we get into anger so quickly.
这不，所以我们要学习啊，快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。这能够帮助我们能够更好的彼此的沟通分享。
So therefore we really should learn a good lesson from what James has reminded us.
我们一起来到神面前祷告。
Let's all bow down our heads and come to before Lord for our prayers.
天父啊，我们满心感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give all the thanks to you.
你今天再次借着你的话语来提醒我们。
Today, through your word, own words, you remind us.
你要我们行事为人，当以所蒙召的恩相称。
You remind us that we act, we do, should be worth of your calling.
我们要凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
We should learn the lesson of being humble, gentle, and patient.
能够用爱心互相的宽容。并且用和平彼此的联络来竭力保守圣灵已经赐下的这个合一的心。
So we can then make every effort to keep the unity through the Holy Spirit work and also through our effort.
天父啊，让我们知道我们都是这个教会的一份子。
Lord, please remind us, each every of us is a member of the church.
我们都有这个责任在这个教会当中。
We have our own responsibility
来促进这个教会的合一。
So to be part of the effort for making the church in unity.
天父啊，恳求天父你自己来恩待，来怜悯，来保守你的教会。
Lord, we ask for your blessing, your protection, and your caring on this church.
让这个教会在这里能够有合一的美好的这个见证。
So this church can become a beautiful witness of unity.
能够荣耀你的圣名。
So you can be placed and then your name can be glorified.
我们这样祷告乃是奉主耶稣圣名求的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.